one thing that we always encourage people to do is anytime you have any projects going on, whether it's seemingly minor or a major excavation project, if you're going to be turning over dirt in your yard or on a piece of land or anything like that, we are encouraging people, actually it's the law now, to call 811. It's a very simple process. It's absolutely free when you call 811 for a utility line locate. And it doesn't just pertain to natural gas. It also pertains to all underground utilities, which could include fiber optic, electrical utilities, water, sewer, things of that nature. It's all about being able to make sure that none of those lines gets hit, because it may seem like an inconvenience to call 811 and have somebody come out and locate those lines, but I can assure you it's a much greater inconvenience if any underground utility lines get hit. That's going to stall your project for a lot longer than it takes to get a line locate.
What happens when you call 811? What goes into motion?
It's actually an interesting process from what happens. You call 811, and that goes to a central service, if you will, and it creates what we call a ticket. When that ticket is created, it is then issued to the line locate company, which for us is a third-party contractor for Atmos Energy. Some utilities do their own line locates. Others use third-party contractors. When that ticket is created for that particular area, that line locator has 48 hours to come out and do a line locate. And what they will do is they have a piece of machinery that basically looks, if you will, into the ground to try and find where that line is. Once the line is located, they will use paint to mark where the line is. And for us, they will also use yellow flags. If you ever see yellow, little bitty yellow flags about maybe in 2 inches square, sticking up probably five or six inches out of the ground, those are Atmos Energy flags. They should have our name on them. And different utilities have different colors. But for us, it's the yellow flags. And as I said, they should come out within 48 hours. And it's at no cost to you, which is much better than if you dig down and cut a line. Because if you cut a line that belongs to another utility, you're going to get charged for that.
And give some examples of even the simplest things when you put it sounds like any time that you thinking about putting a shovel in the ground, you need to do this.
Yeah, it's just better to be safe than sorry, because sometimes our gas lines typically are not that deep into the ground. Sometimes they may be as shallow as 18 inches or so, and we don't necessarily like them that shallow, but it just depends on when the line was put down, plus they shift over time. Examples of when you would need to call 811 really includes, I mean, to be on the safe side, anytime you stick a shovel in the ground, if you're going to build a deck, if you're going to add fence posts, if you're going to, certainly if you're going to have a pool dug in your backyard or anything like that, you need to call 811. Again, it may set you back a couple of days, but it will be much better to be safe than sorry.
Obviously, digging a pool would be probably the stereotypical example, but I notice in your news release, even installing a mailbox, something even as simple as that you wouldn't give a second, you wouldn't think, why would I have to do that? But you've, again, answered the question of how shallow some utility lines can be.
Yeah, and you know, the rules of the game have changed, obviously, as it pertains to the law, and also how we do things have changed. 20 years ago, you're exactly right. We wouldn't have thought twice about going out with a post hole driver and driving a T-post into the ground and mounting a mailbox on top of that. But if you think about it, that post may go a foot into the ground, and there could be any number of utilities. And as I said, nowadays, water, electrical utilities, fiber optic, sewer, and natural gas, all of those can be underground. The big push is for a lot of neighborhoods and new developments to even put electrical utilities underground. That's how it is in my neighborhood. That's how it is in many neighborhoods because of aesthetics, if nothing else. It just makes it look better so you don't have a lot of overhead wires. And so given that any of those could be in the ground and the massive inconvenience that it could cause for you and your neighbors, you want to call 811 just to be on the safe side.